Delighted in certain areas. I thought that first half we really competed and probably had the better of the chances, you could say. We tried to pass the ball, but I think still we can still improve on that. But I think to compete with a team like that and create more chances than them first half and probably just edge it, I'd say first half, was pleasing for us. What was really pleasing was second half, when we actually struggled a bit and they come on over the top of us and had a lot of chances. We had to defend a lot of set plays, and that really pleased me of how strong we were and resolute. We got the clean sheet, which was pleasing. We'd obviously like to score and create maybe more chances and maybe take our chances, but to keep a clean sheet when we had a lot of pressure on us in the second half, was happy with that.
When we spoke after the Watford game, you said one of the disappointing aspects was that you thought your side could pass the ball better. Were you happy with that aspect of the play tonight?
Some bits. I think we all look like we wanted to get on the ball and play. We still need to do a little bit more work on it. We want to get the balance between how much we do play. I know that we can't play too much in this league at certain times, but I think at the right time. So it's, I think, working out the risk and reward of when you do try and play and when you don't. But then having a plan to maybe miss out the first line of pressure and play through that. Sometimes we did that well, sometimes we didn't do that so well tonight. So it was a bit of a mixture for me, yeah.
Just one more friendly to go then, when Swindon come to the Lathwaite on Saturday. And obviously it's going to be a big thing for the squad all season. But so a few people not involved tonight, Saraiva and Carter starting on the bench. No Banton, no Winter, obviously a new signing that came on board today, not involved today. You're getting plenty of options available.
Yeah, I mean, we are going to operate with a fairly small squad probably for this league, but I think the advantages of that is that everybody's going to be a key player. You're going to need everyone throughout the season. It's a long, long season, and I'm sure we'll be learning that quite quickly. But I think that, yeah, I mean, those players there have got to go and perform and try and get in that starting team for the 5th of August, and hopefully that's some decisions that I'll have to make, and looking forward to that, because everyone is training hard and working hard, and you can see from today, I think, that we are in it as a team and we all work hard for each other. So as long as we're doing that, and everybody's important in the squad, definitely.
Looking ahead then, Anthony, to Saturday's final friendly, another League Two sider here in Swindon, yeah. Obviously a former player in John Goddard coming back as well. It's going to be another big test for the side.
Yeah, it will be, and I really like the way that the fixtures sort of came about with these two games leading into the season. It's going to be physical, it's going to be tough, and that's what it was today. And I think obviously Swindon will be maybe a little bit of a different test as well. But I like the fact that we've had the other games to sort of change and rotate a little bit more, and we sort of played more of a settled team, you could say, without as many substitutions tonight. So I think leading into the season, that's important. So yeah, it will be a tough test, but I think it'll be a good one, Swindon.
Bearing in mind that it is the last pre-season friendly on Saturday, will you be looking to sort of consolidate not your starting 11 but pretty much an 11 throughout the game on Saturday?
Possibly. I mean, we've got to have a look and see how we fare after this game. If there's any injuries, any niggles, we might try one or two things just before the opening day of the season as well. We want to make sure that everyone's fit and ready for that 5th of August. So yeah, we'll have a look at some I think it's important to get the partnerships right in certain areas of the pitch. But yeah, we'll maybe make a few changes and change the starting lineup for Saturday as well though.
And today's new signing may well be involved for Saturday, possibly with some more new signings before the end of the week?
Yeah, we'd like to. Yeah, we're working hard on one or two more that are coming in. We need to get the right ones in though, make sure they're in. I mean, obviously Louis Ramsey's come in from Norwich on loan as a fullback, one that I've known for a while, having played against him through the academy system, and one that I think will be very good for us moving forward.